A new national study reveals though nearly half of Australian women experience minimal discomfort during IUD insertion, one in five report severe pain. Led by Monash University and published in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Obstetrics and Gynaecology, the research also links higher pain levels to mental health, misinformation, and limited access to tailored pain relief. Factors experts say may be discouraging women from using one of the most effective forms of contraception. To learn more about the study, I spoke to Professor Danielle Matzer, Director of SPHERE and Head of Monash University's Department of General Practice.
Women are talking about IUDs a lot more than they used to and are concerned about pain and being able to manage pain during insertion. And what this study adds is that for the first time, we've got some reporting by women about what kind of pain they've experienced with pain insertion. And while one in five say they experience severe pain, I think it's important to also recognise that 50%, one in two women, reported either no pain or mild pain. So what we can conclude is that there's a great deal of variability in terms of the degree of pain that women might experience with an IUD insertion.
And like you said, that the fear of pain is a big barrier to IUD uptake. And do you think that is solely based on a lack of access to clear and evidence-based information?
No, I think there's been a lot of issues at play when it comes to the low levels of uptake of IUD. So we're sitting at around 6% of women of reproductive age use IUDs for contraception, whereas in Europe the rates are sitting up 30, even up to 39% in some Scandinavian countries. And there's been a number of issues at play. So first of all, women didn't necessarily know a lot about IUDs and their availability. So great contraception, over 99% effective, lasts a very long time, so up to 8 years for a hormonal IUD, and it's very cost effective. You can set it and forget about it and not have to remember to take a pill every day. And it's a pretty low-risk option when it comes to side effects and contraindications. So there's a lot of pluses for IUD use, particularly hormonal IUD use. It can also be used to treat conditions like endometriosis. So a lot of factors, and the government's actually recognised that in the last couple of years. They've introduced new policies to train more GPs and nurses to insert IUDs across the country. They've also increased the Medicare rebate and given GPs a bulk billing incentive so that IUD costs can be reduced. You know, particularly with the rise in social media, women are tending to get a lot of health information from that source, and that source can be sometimes spreading misinformation.
I'm interested to better understand the link that the study points to between self-perceived knowledge and higher experience of pain. How does misinformation influence someone's experience of pain or expectations and decisions?
So I think there's been a couple of studies that have looked at social media in relation to IUDs, and in the main, the social media messaging has been quite negative, and it's also been lacking in an evidence base. So it's concerning, and this is happening across a wide range of health issues, particularly women's health issues, that women are looking at their social media feeds and receiving misinformation. And that can cause a lot of fear and anxiety and kind of raise concerns and turn women away from what could be a really good option for them. And I would encourage women to, if they have been seeing this kind of, if they're interested in long-acting reversible contraception like IUDs as an option, to actually go and talk to a health professional.
That was Professor Danielle Matzer there from Monash University, ending that report.